Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. I haven't been on the air for a little bit. I had to take a break and take care of my health. But, you know, I am on the road to feeling much, much better. So I want to thank everybody who has been sending up prayers for me and best wishes and sending me private messages and all of that good stuff. I believe in it. I receive it. I'm extremely, extremely blessed. So sit down, relax. You know, pour yourself some coffee, some lemon water, some tea, whatever it is that you just chill with in the morning, and let's have a great conversation. Listen to some good music. So if you want to call in, say good morning, have a great thought you want to share for the day, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to start out with a tune by my friend Toons out there in the ATL. This is called In the Mood.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. Walk the floor, watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love, hand me down. Never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock four. Lord, how slow the moments go. All I want to do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, Monday, this Sunday dream gone to dry. Will she come around?
With Jose Juicy Gonzalez Trio out of the Pacific Northwest. Please do not shoot me. I believe I had myself on mute. I was running around crazy looking for something for my daughter and came back and thought I was talking to y'all, and I think I was on mute, so I apologize for that. Had to even look to see if I was on mute now. Anyway, I hope that you're doing well this morning. Thank you so much for joining me on Morning Coffee with Flava. I kind of took a break a little bit, because of dealing with some health issues and stress, and just a variety of things kind of came down at me at once. One thing I am going to stress to you, my friends, please take care of your health. Please, please take care of the health, your health, and heed to any concerns that you might be thinking and feeling, and get it checked out. Due to some extreme stress at my job, life has changed there in the last 6 months. You know, I've been there for 4 years working with at-risk homeless youth. Loved my job. Many, many changes took place in 2012 there that became challenging. I tried to go with the flow, but I am not going to get into details. But guess what? I resigned yesterday. I feel so good, like a weight lifted off of my shoulders. Hopefully I can get my blood pressure under control, because that's my health concern. It got up to stroke levels. And so everybody's like, Flava, okay, Susan, you need to just chill. Don't do any shows. Don't get online. Just relax and just lay back and chill. You know, we'll be waiting for you when you come back. That was hard for me to do. If you follow me, you could tell that was kind of hard for me to do, to just not be online. But I understand why my friends and family encouraged me to do that. And I'm going to try not to be around as much as I try to get this all under control. But, you know, I started in 2012, you know, really working on, like, how my family eats and all of that. Yes, I got my coffee going on right now, and yes, it's got vanilla creamer in there. I could not give that up. It's not like I'm addicted, but, you know, I think it's about the experience. You know, when you go and hang out at a coffee shop and you just chill and you have good conversation and music going on, and I think it's about the experience, not just that you love the taste of coffee. I don't know if I necessarily love the taste of coffee, but I do make a really good cup of coffee. So, anyway, I thank you for coming and hanging out with me today. This is what we do on Wednesdays. I wake up really early, roll out of bed. Yes, I got my leopard bathrobe on, and I even got blue socks on. Yes, don't talk about me, okay? But I want to come on Wednesdays, hump day, you know, and be able to spend an hour with you, wish you a great day, play some good music, and open up the phone lines for good conversations. So guess what? We've got somebody who's raised their hand and wants to come on the air with me. All right, caller from the 708 area code. I'm wondering if I know who this is, but go ahead and tell me.
Hi, this is Luana.
What is your name today? What is your name?
Well, my name is Luana, but I go by Kathleen. How are you? You know,
I am hanging
out
in
with
there.
You.
It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Yeah, that's why I had to come and hang out with you so you can hear me.
Okay. Well, this is a wonderful surprise.
I am so in awe of you. I love you.
I don't know why you're in awe of me. I'm just some crazy old silverhead woman.
I love your spirit. It's beautiful.
I'm just crazy. It's called menopause.
I've been there. So, yes. Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I can't believe I'm on with Lady Flava.
Oh, you silly woman. I always have to tell you, silly, I just, yeah. But I, you know what, but one thing I will say about you is I look forward to seeing you, you know, you respond or you repost or, you know, post and all of that. It just makes me smile. And sometimes, you know, I think for many of us online, it's a way of feeling connected, you know, to people.
Yeah.
It's a great way of feeling like you're part of a real social community. And
yes.
And just
and
think, you know.
That's all it takes is just a smile. And I love to smile. I love to laugh. Yeah.
right. I gather that about your spirit, you know, from what I sense, you know, online. And so it's a beautiful thing, you know, even though my health has been, you know, a struggle the last few weeks or whatever, you know, probably longer than that, you know, but just knowing from the doctor
well, the
now
fact
the
that
concern.
You're eating better is good because I've done the same thing with my blood pressure.
Okay.
And I had to change my eating habits. So.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, luckily we started it last year, you know, so it's not like, all of a sudden, you know, you got high blood pressure and you need to change your diet. It's something that we had worked into. And honestly, throughout the whole day, I drink water. I don't drink, you know, soda or juice or things like that. But, you know, in the morning, I will admit, in the morning, I do have a cup of coffee every morning with Daddy. And I think it's, I do. I think it's a part of the experience. I still want to call you Kathleen.
You can tell you that's my name. That's actually my middle name. So
I guess it's just because that's the name that I see the most.
Right.
You know.
Right. That's my writing name. So.
What? No. What? No. But you know, I you know, we eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. I've cut out red meat. So if we do eat any meat, it's mostly ground turkey or chicken.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But I you know, we kind of do. I'll be honest, we kind of lean towards what may appear to be like a vegetarian, but I'm not willing to go there yet. I'll be honest.
Oh, I wanted to so bad.
I don't want to go there yet. I don't want to claim it. You know, so it's like so if I eat some chicken or I eat something, even if I was to eat steak, I don't want to sit there and feel guilty about it because I claim to be a vegetarian or a vegan, right?
Right.
You
know,
but
I've never done the beef thing, so I never could eat beef. It just wouldn't go down in me. So, but I've done mainly chicken and fish. So, I try to stay away from a lot of fried foods and you know, stuff like that. But I drink a lot of water now.
Okay.
And like you, I have my coffee in the morning, maybe two cups.
Okay.
So no cream, though. I used to do cream, but no cream.
See, I if I do black coffee, it ruins the experience. It's nasty. Is nasty. My partner in crime, J.C. Cage from Black Stacks, when we have our meetings, he always has a short drip, and it's plain, right?
Okay.
And I just sit there, and I watch him drink, and I'm like, how do you do it? I mean, it almost turns my stomach just watching him drink that. Like, you got to put a little cream, some sugar, something in there, because that's just
French vanilla black coffee, but... And now my son drinks black coffee with no sugar, no cream,
Can't do it. I'm sorry. Can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. Before I built Flava Coffee House in 2003, I really wasn't a coffee drinker. And it's like, why did I build a coffee house, right? But I think that it was, at that time, I was a domestic violence advocate. And when my sister advocates and I, we would get away for an outside meeting, we go to a coffee shop. So for me, if you pay attention to me, so much of it is about the experience. You know, so I loved the experience of going to a coffee shop.
Oh, my God, yes. But you know what? We have a lot in common because my goal one day is to have a coffee house. And I know it's like most bookstores, they're going out of business now. But I've always wanted a bookstore with a coffee house and a little space in the back where people can come and do their poetry or reading or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's my goal.
Well, you know, I mean, if it's something that you really want, I think that it can happen. I do. And it's, you could find the most interesting space that you could turn into that exact, you know, eclectic type of feel. And it doesn't happen. For me, I was so boo-boo the fool. I thought, oh, look at this amazing space, and I'm going to have it here.
Mm-hmm.
I built my coffee house in a brand new space, empty space of a brand new apartment complex.
Oh.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. I took a mortgage out on my home that was paid for and to build this space. Girl, I didn't own it. Because it belonged to the apartment complex, right?
Yeah.
But I'm the one who put the electricity, the plumbing, everything into it. And when I decided to close Flavor Coffee House in 2008, I couldn't walk away with the building.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, why did I do that? I do that? Don't ever do that. Go, if you're building something, make sure you own it. You know?
I know that's right. Yeah.
Or if you go into a space, you know, that's already pre-built, then you could make some alterations and all. But don't go into a space and build it so that when you walk away, you can't take that build. Girl, you should. I had, what's that? I'm trying to think of the countertop because I ripped it up and put it into my storage. But I had this beautiful $6,000 counter made for my coffee shop. And, Corian. It had Corian top. Girl, you should have seen me try to rip that Corian off of there because I had the counter built so good, I couldn't pull the counter out. So I pulled the Corian off of it. Yes, I did.
Oh,
it's in my storage unit. Don't know what
there
I'm going to do with it, but it came
it's
with
yours.
Me.
So it don't matter. It's yours. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, yes.
But you know, yesterday when I gave my notice to my job, it was like a weight lifted off of my shoulders.
Yeah,
you know, I knew that staying there, it was going to kill me possibly, just with the craziness that was taking place with new staff.
Right.
Mind you, new staff that have only been with the agency for 6 months at my property came in and just ruined it. You know, just like ruined things. And, you know, it came to the point of my safety being in jeopardy when I'd be on duty by myself.
Right.
You know, kids coming in high off of heroin. And,
right.
You know, MRSA staff infection, suicidal, you know, attempts. I mean, it really got really crazy. And you know, and they weren't responding to my coworkers' concerns, which have been taking place for a few months, and it blew up. You know, unfortunately, it blew up on Martin Luther King Day, but it blew up. And my coworker, she gave her notice, and then I gave my notice yesterday. But
so, you know
what?
Stress will kill you. Stress will kill you. Oh my God! And you don't need to be stressed out, honey. I have a girlfriend who ended up going to the hospital, the emergency room, thinking she was having a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
It was all stress.
What ended up happening is on the 30th, I was rushed to the doctors, and I knew something wasn't right. My numbers were extremely high, and my doctor is looking at me like, Susan, you know, you need to, what is going on, you know, and so, but you know what, the way that I'm looking at it is that it's almost like a setup by God, you know, because I have a very strong faith that, it, you know, somebody said to me the other day, if this hadn't happened to you, you would probably still be going and frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost like a way of pushing you out, you know.
That's what he's doing.
And my problem is that I love my kids at my job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do. It's like I want, if I had a big house and I had money, I'd bring them all home with me and be their mama. I really would because the problem is that, And one of the things that I want to say to everybody listening to this show, mm-hmm. when you see a homeless youth, pray for them. Really, yes. really pray for them. If you're not able to, you know, provide some type of resource for them, mm-hmm. pray for them. Because
pray for
them,
the right.
stories that I have heard over the 4 years of working with them are horrific. Are horrific as to why they end up on the streets. I
wow.
found out shortly before I left my job from one mm-hmm. of my clients that they take specific type of drugs that make them feel as if they're warm, even when it's mm. cold outside, so that
oh
they don't
goodness.
Really know how cold
right.
it is. And
right.
I was like, I had not even thought of that, you know,
okay.
and stuff.
Oh,
so
wow.
it's hard for me to leave my
right.
kids behind, you know, so
I
all
know.
I can do
like
is
just pray for them, yes.
pray for them, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you just don't know what their stories are. I mean, some
right.
of them will admit that they did things, you know, that were wrong and bad or
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know, where their families have put them out. But, you know,
right.
some of the kids, their stories are way worse than all of that, way
mm-hmm.
worse. And
I'm
so it was safer for them to be on the streets than to be at home, and that's really sad.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Now, that's bad. Now, that is bad.
Yeah.
But, like you were saying, God has a way of moving you out. It's
mm-hmm.
like, if you're not going to listen to me, I'm going to do something to make you have to leave. It's just
right.
like with me moving. I've been where I'm at now since 1998. I was supposed
okay.
to move 3 times, but God set it up where, okay, you're not going to move,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to move you.
Okay.
So, I mean, he set it up where, okay, the landlord, he's not renewing my lease anymore. It's like,
mm-hmm.
okay, LaWanna, you have to go.
Okay.
So I'm going to New York because a job opportunity.
Mm.
So he opened that door, so I'm going to step through it. It's an adventure
there you
for
go.
Me. It's an adventure. So I have to take it. I have to do it. Even if it don't work right now,
mm-hmm.
he's moving me out of here.
I understand.
So, yes.
Well, definitely, you know, I'm excited for you because I do plan, honestly, I know I told you the other day, I do plan
right.
on coming to the East Coast. And
right.
New York and Washington, D.C., Baltimore
right.
are the areas that I hope
right.
to be. I'm going to just say I'm going to do it because I've been saying this
right.
for so many years, right?
Right.
And I'm planning on getting out there. And it's a beautiful thing because there's so many people that, once I'm out there, you know, that I can
right.
sit down with. If I could set it up the way I'd love to set it up, we'd have a big
mm-hmm.
party and everybody would be right there so I could meet you all at one time.
That would be great, yes. I'm
you
telling
know,
you.
But, yes, yes. I plan on getting out there. And, of course, in October,
right.
I'm going to put it
right.
out there to the universe, too, that I'm going to be in Philadelphia for the Jazz and Poetry
okay.
show that my friend Big Trigger puts on. So then if I get out there, then I'll actually meet our Poe in person.
Yes.
This man has been a part of my life since about 2007.
Wow.
And his book, Poison Ivy, is actually the very first book I read for review as a book reviewer.
Okay.
And at that time, I was a book reviewer for an African-American
right.
book review team called APU.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, he and I connected
right.
when that book was about to come out. And,
right.
And it's been a pleasure. It's been an amazing journey, you know,
right.
With him and just seeing how
yeah.
brilliant his mind is.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's got one of the most brilliant minds, period, but as
okay.
a psychological
it's like
writer,
going. Right. Yeah.
it is. And when he's in that zone, he doesn't shut off, you
okay.
know, but he definitely believes in research. When he writes, he's not just jumping out there and just writing. He definitely, when he
right.
has a theme that he's writing about, he will research. And let's see,
right.
I'm trying to think, let's see, 2009,
mm-hmm.
possibly, I spent many, many hours
mm-hmm.
researching with him, you know,
mm-hmm.
on one of the books that I hope he
right.
will publish.
Right.
It,
I think
it
I
has,
know what you're talking about, but yeah.
but many, many hours that,
right.
You know, online that I was like, oh, my God, this
right.
is, like, intense, realizing what
yeah.
goes into writing a book. But,
okay.
yeah. Poe, I've never met him in person.
His hints and everything, his advice and everything that
mm-hmm.
he posts, I've learned to research. So it's like research. So I'm writing a short story intending to be 2 or 3 pages.
Mm-hmm.
It's turning out to be more pages because all the research I'm doing. I want it to be good now instead of just something quick.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, my God. But, yeah.
No, but he's definitely a good person to learn and ask. And he's if he's around and he's available, he'll definitely respond. He will go into his spaces where you don't hear from him for a long time because he's in a zone or, you know, things are going on in real life, you know, or whatever, you know. But he really taught me a lot about literature. Sometimes if we couldn't sleep, we'd be up very, very late in the night. It would be late my time. So, of course, out there in Pennsylvania, it would be even later. But he'd go to – I'm telling on us now. He would go to Amazon, and he would pick random books and say, Flava, let's see what this one sounds like. And he would read me excerpts from books. And then we'd sit there and say, okay, that got – 1 star, no, maybe a half. Okay, that was a 5 star, you know. But it was so funny because he would change his voice and stuff, and that's what we would do for pastime is read other people's excerpts of books. But from there, you know, it kind of taught me how does what one write flow, you know, because for me a book has to really flow, it has to make sense, it has to grab you. And I know, I'm going to put it out there right now since we're talking about literature.
Right.
I have somebody in my world who I think is absolutely amazing person.
Okay.
But they sent me something to read, and I don't think it's done well.
Okay.
And I have not been able to bring myself to do it. That is one of the hardest things when you are friends with an artist.
Right.
Because they think
they're
because
gonna
they're
tell you what, they're going to tell you the good things. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is nice. I like this. I've had the same response from people.
Right. And so, it's really hard for me to tell somebody that I care about, in my opinion.
Right.
It may not be somebody else's opinion, but in my opinion, it is not done well.
Right.
And so I have been sitting back and watching some supposed reviews come in on this particular piece of literature, and I'm like, really? Did they read the same thing I read? Because there's no way on earth.
Okay. Oh, I think you should just say it. Just put it out there. Just let them know, you know, this is what my take on it. So, and just speak your mind. Just say it. Don't hold it in.
Well, I may eventually, you know.
Yeah.
I may eventually do it privately with him.
Right, privately. Because sometimes a person, they would take your criticism more so than anybody else's because they're, you know, it's just from you. It's because you're going to be honest with them. You're going to be truthful with them. So
but it has backfired, you know, on me when I've done it too. And it has ruined, you know, some relationships, you know,
but
and
you
being
know what?
Honest.
It shouldn't even be like that. It shouldn't be like that. If they ask you your opinion, they should want what they want you to say.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, and we always talk about that, wanting honest opinions. But one of the conversations that my dad and I had about this particular situation is that he wondered if people read things differently. Like, for instance, I'm considered a professional book reviewer, you know, and so maybe if you're a book reviewer, you're looking for certain things.
Right.
You know, from a book. Where if you're an avid reader, maybe you would look at something differently. Or maybe if you're a friend or family member and your loved one wrote a book, you would read it differently.
Right.
So I have to recognize the fact that, you know, depending on who you are and where you are in this arena of arts, maybe you will experience it differently. Like if you were a musician and you're
right.
listening to somebody else's piece, you can pick up
mm-hmm.
on techniques and tones and
right.
flow and all of that differently than somebody else. So
right.
it's interesting. It's interesting
yeah,
being in this
is.
Position.
Well, I know with me, I'm a newbie, so
mm-hmm.
I'm learning the craft. I've
right.
always written, you know, pieces and stuff like that, and I've only gotten, you know, people tell me, oh, this is real nice, this is good, this is that. So
mm-hmm.
when I first came on Facebook as Kathleen Dorchester,
mm-hmm.
I asked the people, you know, read my stuff and let me know what you think. All I got was good stuff, good reviews, good this, good that. So when I hooked up with our friend, I
mm-hmm.
asked him, and he told me, he gave me the honest, you know, the honest truth, and told
okay.
me, work on this, work on that, you know, do this and do that. But that was the only person who would tell me, give me the down and out, down and down.
Right.
You know, because
right.
other than that, everybody was like, oh, this is good, oh, this is that, and blah, you know, but
right.
that's not what I want. Tell me,
right.
I'm learning. I want to
right.
know.
Well, and I appreciate that about you and saying that. But you're right. When it comes to this online stuff, it makes me wonder, you know,
mm-hmm.
And all of that. But you know what? We've got like 20 minutes left. So stay on the air with me if you don't mind.
I will.
So what kind of music?
With you.
What kind of music do you like?
Oh, God, don't ask. I love country.
You know what? That is funny.
Country.
I do not have not one country piece.
Really?
I should go try to hunt
country.
Me down a country artist to send me some music. I do
yes.
not. Okay, what's your second choice?
I love R&B.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Dusties, you know, from the 60s, the 70s, you know.
Okay, so you like R&B.
That.
Okay,
yes.
so let
yes.
me pull this up for you and
okay.
see if you like this particular piece.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so this, I don't post about him too often, but
mm-hmm.
This is one of my partners in crime, Mark Van Claggett. And, she disappeared on me, so hopefully she'll call back. So anyway, Miss Kathleen, I'm going to play Mark Van Claggett for you, and you can tell me if you like this particular piece. It's called If I Could Hold You.
I think you
All right, Ms. Kathleen, your line is open. So what do you think of my partner in crime, Mark Van Claggett?
I love that. Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
He's, you know, he's been in the industry a very long time.
Uh-huh.
And you know, been a performer for that amount of time, too. And like I was telling you yesterday, you know, for the last 8 years, his day job, as we talk about day jobs, his day job is being one of the performers of a group called The Tribute that travels the world doing
okay.
Temptations music. And
right.
So, you know, he really, of course, like any other artist, wants to be known as a solo artist, you know. So
okay.
That particular piece is just him, but his day job is touring, you know, singing Temptations music. And so he's been out on tour for the last 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, straight. And
good.
Huh?
He sounds good.
I will have to let him know that. So, yeah. But he's a brilliant man, you know. And the interesting thing is like we were talking about Poe as an author, a writer.
Right.
Mark is somebody who, again, has been in the industry a long time. I've learned so much, you know, about the music industry from him, the business aspect of it, and that's what I help him and work with him on is the business part of Marlex Records and his music. And so I'm really, really blessed. I'm really blessed to know some amazing talents. And when I started out as Lady Flava, I had no idea what direction this was really going
right.
to go. I didn't know
right.
that it would, in a sense, turn into a business
uh-huh.
and that other opportunities from, you know, waving my leopard pom-poms would, you know, come out of this all. But it is something that, you know, I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed to have great connections again and have
yes.
been able to open up opportunities for, you know, some artists,
right.
You know, through
I know
what,
when I listen to the music that you post and I post it on my page,
mm-hmm.
it all sounds great. I
yeah.
love it.
Wonderful.
Yes, especially the young girl, the rapper, I can't think of her name.
BK.
The one who I subscribe to, yes. Oh,
BK.
My God. She is
She's
awesome.
Amazing, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to subscribe to her.
That's wonderful. I love hearing that. She is an amazing talent. But on top of it, she's an amazing person.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a hard worker. She's got really, really
yeah.
great work ethics.
Right.
You know, so, and I think that's one of the things, too, that when you are stepping out, you could be the most amazing talent
mm-hmm.
and never go anywhere with it.
Right. Right.
There's so much
you.
More to it. When I had Tasha Taylor on my show, Johnny Taylor's baby girl,
uh-huh.
she told me that her daddy raised them, you know, and taught her that,
uh-huh.
you know, it's 10% talent and 90% business.
Right.
And
right.
at first I really had to kind of think about that, but it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
Right.
You have to be so much more than just your talent. You need to understand
right.
the business aspect.
Right. I think
of,
that's where a lot of our artists went wrong at back in
mm-hmm.
the day. They didn't know
yeah.
the business side of their music.
Yeah.
And they end up losing a lot of their music rights and everything like that. So, yeah. You really
exactly.
do.
Well, you know, it's just like even Bob Marley, you know,
mm-hmm.
Because he didn't have his music copywritten and
right.
all of that, you know, even, I mean, look at how popular he is. His
right.
family is not reaping the royalties of his music.
Right, right.
You know,
okay.
and so, yeah, I mean, you definitely have to understand all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so since you mentioned BK, let me play a track by her. So
okay,
this is DK
great.
Out of California. This is the piece that she did with Nappy Roots, and it's called
okay.
Hardest Part.
All right, great.
DK, what up? Yeah. Nappy. Went platinum with this rap a few years ago. Went some places in this world we don't usually go. I learned some valuable lessons we don't usually know. I seen some ups and downs, but life's beautiful. I learned nothing, it's promise before you leave.
face. The only thing I can promise is that I'm keeping faith. And many people wanna see you fall on your face. You gotta leave them behind cause they running the place. Fame comes and goes without leaving a trace. You gotta do it for love cause it's never replaced. Write your name on the heart, it's never erased. And get your piece of the pie and savor the taste. See, when you come from a lower class income, education is scarce, kinda hard to prepare. But who are you to say that life ain't fair? I make a living putting words to a kick in the snare, and I promise
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
Top of the heap, but will I fall down? Touching these peeps is all I know now. Who is serious? Who gon' take the distance? If the hustle isn't there, then how the heart gon' make a difference? Come with precision, decisions with intuition. With every note I've been given, I balance it out with wisdom. I'll listen for just a minute before I go back to winning. I'm using all that I got to follow after this vision. If you can hear me, let me know, show me support. True musicians know the way to the door. Fans control the core. I write with spirit, the evidence is revealing. Appealing is just an understatement to what I get to feel. If you're believing, just smile and keep the meaning alive. The music's better when you reach from inside and try to relate. Great hope settles and waits, cause I'ma own it when I get to the gate. I'm
home. I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
The grind don't stop, 24/7. The hustle in me keeps me off the bottom rock. Between a hard spot, I parallel park the cat and drop. Like it's nothing, any situation, brush it off. Practice makes perfection, this verse is my reflection. Looking in the mirror at myself, I have a few suggestions. Give it all you got and never let them see you quit. Suck it up, your time is now, but only if you believe in it. Speak it to existence, the path of least resistance. The fame will get you, but the cash you chase can leave you friendless. And I'm a witness, without the first 48. People come and go throughout your life, but it's on what you make of the situation. Each is different time and place. Rhyme and reason like the seasons been across all 50 states. Except for two, what's good for me ain't best for you. Do yourself and some wise friends, it's best to choose.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
That was our girl BK.
Beautiful.
Out of California.
That was awesome.
She's
I
amazing.
Love the words. Yeah.
You know, she's amazing. And I definitely call her a conscious artist because there's always a message, you know, in there that you can, you know, gain something from.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a great piece. I don't know, Kathleen, if you've seen this particular video. I'll have to go hunt it down because it's really a great video, too, that she did with Nappy Roots on this song. And she's somebody, you know, it's like if I had the money, I would definitely get behind her just because, you know, I think she's a superstar already, you know. But I think that, you know, one of the things, like, you know, I had posted out there, you know, why do you think, you know, some artists move forward and some don't?
Right.
You know, and I do think a lot of times it has to do with the fact of not having – you know, a budget to work from, you know, to be able to pay for certain things.
You posted that question, and after I, you know, had read it again, I'm like, okay, we're talking about two different artists. Because you were talking, so now I'm realizing you're talking about the music artist, and
no.
I'm talking about the author artist.
artist.
No, but you know, generally when I go out there mm-hmm. and I post something, see, when I think about art, it's all art, you know. And
yeah,
I know that a lot of times people think that I just only support mm-hmm. musical talents. Like back in the day, they thought thought I only supported, you know, literary, you know, artists. It's all art, and in my opinion, that no matter what, all artists, you know, suffer the same type of challenges, you know, no matter what type of art you create.
Yeah.
And so, and a lot of it has to do with budget. It really does, you know, even if it's a book. You know, my friend Alvin, if
you
see.
Right.
You do. My friend Alvin, he creates T-shirts, you know, that has his book, his face on it. Girl, he wears them everywhere. You know, he is his own walking billboard. You know, he has the shirts for sale, too. He has his book.
I have an idea. I'm going to inbox you about an idea mm-hmm. that I have for our friend. Mm-hmm. I want to do something, you know, as far as getting the stuff out there. But
mm-hmm.
I was friends with Alvin from MySpace.
You know, he hustles.
He is his own walking billboard.
He is, and the one thing and the reason why I feel he is one of the most successful
mm-hmm.
authors out there is he reaches out to his fans or his people on his internet social networks. He reaches at some point you are going to get some kind of message or post or something from him.
Okay.
And he tries to stay connected with everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he's successful in selling his book. Because even like back in the day of Flava Coffee House, you know, back then, I mean, he sold probably, you know, I think it was almost 5,000 copies.
Right. Because he's from Seattle too, right?
Yeah, girl, he's known me like almost my whole life. I got a great story about him, but we'll run out of time on that one.
Right.
But he's known me since I was like 17 years old.
Okay.
And so he's like one of my, I call him my best friend, my brother. He's bossy.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my brother is bossy. You know, but I know that it's because he loves and cares for me. But I do.
Right.
I think that he's got a great hustle, and no matter what the art is, you got to have a budget to work from.
You have to. You really do. In order to get the books, get the music out there, or pay for studio time, or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know what, Kathleen? I am so happy that you called into the show today, and.
Oh,
you know, this has been a blessing to me. You definitely, you know, every Wednesday when I decide to do this show, I say to myself, why did you decide to do it so early? Because, you know, it's 7 o'clock my time,
Well, it depends on where you're at, because it's 9 o'clock my time.
And then East Coast, you know, it's 10 o'clock, you know,
it's
so 10 it's like, you know, and that's the reason why I wanted to do the show at 7,
mm-hmm.
because then I hit a time zone where everybody is still morning.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, it's just my way. One of the things,
it's good.
I was saying earlier in the show, I miss saying good morning and wishing my customers a good day.
Yeah.
And when I decided to close Flava Coffee House in 2008, that was one of the things that they told me that meant something to them.
Right.
Was just because I'm one of them people that say, oh, good morning, baby. Have a great day, you know, sweetheart, you know, things like that. And so... and it's just something that naturally comes out of my mouth. And so they would say, you know, we're really going to miss that. It wasn't just about the coffee. It was about me.
Right.
And I never really realized that. So I thought,
oh my goodness,
you know what, at least do one show in the morning. And, you know.
Well,
and
I'm going to make sure I have you on my alarm schedule. So every Wednesday,
Right. Every Wednesday, this is what I'm going to do. Generally, it's just an hour show. There have been, there was a time, you know, when I, you know, I did extend it just because the topic got intense.
Right.
You know, on the show or whatever, you know, but it's just an hour. It's just kind of my way to open up the phone line, say good morning to anybody that wants to chime in, like your beautiful self this morning. And, and I'm so glad. You just don't know. I'm sitting here like you woke me up, and now I have this Yeah, I feel really good. So I appreciate you, and you know,
I
for
love
you.
You, I love you so much. And you take care of yourself and tell your daddy I said hi.
I definitely will. So I'm going to close out with a piece from Arizona. But Miss Kathleen, I will see you online today. I know we're going to connect over there too. So, again, baby
all
girl,
right.
Thank you so much for calling into the show and
just
keep doing what you're doing. I look forward to reading what you're writing and all of that. So, all right.
Okay. All right, baby. I love you.
Okay. Take care, honey.
All right. Bye-bye.
So I am going to close out with a piece from Mother's Favorite Child, Paris Toon, out of Arizona. My boys and girls down there, amazing, amazing talents. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Morning Coffee with Flava today. Thank you so much again for your prayers for me. I feel them. I receive them. I am going to be much better, and I'll be back on the air doing all of my shows like I was before, maybe even more because I have that weight lifted off of my shoulders. So take care. God bless. And this is Until Now by Paris Toon and Mother's Favorite Child.
From the flashes we both thought encountering.